All right, so as you can see, the mood is set, the vibe is set. Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. It is your boy, Rashad. And as you can see, we definitely repping the Beehive. It has, a lot of music has came out, but as of right now, we only focusing on the Beehive. So, but I'm gonna get to the Beehive in a little bit. But that was a sample of one of her songs off the Renaissance album called Plastic Off the Sofa. But let's get into these topics, shall we? So the first topic I want to talk about is Mystical got picked up on an alleged rape charge. Now, the reason why this ain't new news is because in the last 2 decades, he's already been picked up for 2 other rape charges. And not only did he get picked up for the alleged rape charge, it was robbery and assault in Louisiana. And I don't know how lenient the judge going to be towards him as far as all these charges go, because he's a, you know, repeated offender. But as we get more information about that case, we're going to keep y'all updated. But also, since we in Louisiana, I want to say rest in peace to Jada Youngin. Him and his father both were in the line of gunfire in front of their house. Allegedly, they're saying it might have been some foul play, but he got sent to the hospital. Some people came up to the hospital, start shooting. And later on that night, he was pronounced dead. I want to say rest in peace to his family, to his fans, everybody. You know, he was an up-and-coming rapper. And I really wish we would stop losing all these rappers. A lot of these rappers are going too young. You know, last week, I forgot to mention the rapper Rolly. He was taunting his ops on social media. They pulled up where he was at and shot him. I really do wish that the beef would stop. I don't know what it was over, but I just really wish people would just make music. Make music, get to the money, take care of your family. It's just too much, you know, going on. So I don't wanna, you know, bore y'all with the drama that's going on. But I pray for better days when it comes to situations like that. So moving right along. So also what has been happening also too is our president, he didn't caught COVID again. So keep President Biden in your prayers. You know, we definitely gonna keep him lifted up. And, you know, Vice President Kamala, you know, she trying to do her thing. So just give her some grace, because she definitely gonna need it. Now, another thing that was going on this week in music is a lady by the name of Crystal, which is Neo's wife, made a long post on social media, and she was talking about how she's sick and tired of being silent, and she's tired of the cheating. She said he was cheating for over 8 years, unprotected, paying for women. It's just crazy. And they just renewed their vows, I want to say April. So, you know, she said that they got 3 kids together, and she said that is the only thing that she doesn't regret. She said all the rest of her years have been wasted, you know. And I just want to say to her, you know, it's a wild situation because she was messing with him when he was with the ex-fiance. And you know how the saying goes, you lose them how you get them. And as far as the kids are concerned, you know, I know they're in good hands because they were her. So I'm hoping she do the right thing and, you know, do whatever is best for her and her mental. She says she chooses her. So if you choose yourself, hey, do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. But Neo, nigga, you need help because you just... I just don't understand that. How do you renew vows and you up there lying at the altar? You, nigga, you know. You was dirt diggler. You knew that you wasn't going to be faithful. Why would you put this woman through anymore? I don't get that, man. I can't, you know what I'm saying? As an artist, I mess with him as an artist, but as a person, nigga, you are lower than scum. I'm trying to tell you. And I'm not saying, you know, she perfect. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to be married, respect the vows of the marriage. And if you're going to renew the vows, don't be out here playing. You out here playing with your union, God's union. You playing with the kids. What if you brought her something back, Neo, she can't get rid of. Now she in the clinic burning. You know, come on, man. But I guess sometimes when people out there doing their thing, they just don't be thinking of nobody else. They just... And there's two sides to a story. So who's to say what really was going on with him? He might have felt... I don't know. But the last interview he had, he was on See the Thing Is. Shout out to Mandy and Bridget. And he was giving advice on love and relationships and all these ways of working it out. And nigga, you ain't even taking your own goddamn advice. So we'll see how, you know, things pan out. I guess she about to go the divorce route, so we'll see. You know, I don't know if she just talking or if she gonna take her back, but you know, we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. I want to give some kudos to Monique, the comedian Monique. And the reason why I want to give some kudos to Monique is because a lot of people don't know, but she was going through a situation with Netflix a long time ago. She had an issue with Netflix about she was trying to get a special done a long time ago, and she said she wasn't getting paid what she was worth, so they ended up having to go to courts and everything like that. Then she got blackballed and things of that nature. So as it stands right now, she's worked it out with Netflix. She's about to have her own Netflix special. She's going to be on a show with Lee Daniels coming out, and she's going to be on a new season of BMF, you know, 50 Cent show. So I wish I had a round of applause, but we just got to give it up for Monique. She's doing her thing. I'm real proud of her. I'm glad she stuck to her guns and made it happen for us. So I really do appreciate that. That's exactly what we need from her. Now, we're going to switch over to politics for a second. I don't try to speak too much on the politics, but I try to do a little something. So as of right now, like I told you, you know, our president got COVID again. Of course, you know, inflation is up. Food is up. Rent is up. In some places, it's some unspeakable rent prices. I know in New York, I think last month it was at $4,000. I think now it's almost at $5,000. And Miami is close to 7. Cali is close to, I think Cali is 4. But I could have sworn I heard somebody say they paid almost 8 to live in Cali. So, mind you, wherever you live, you know, the prices in Atlanta, they going up. Prices in Houston going up. So wherever you live, just, I don't know, make sure you can live there and get a second job, do whatever you got to do. Also, oh, you got to excuse me, they drag racing around here. So, where we are with Brittany Griner. So, Russia wants a guy, they want a Russian arms dealer who they call the Merchant of Death. And they want to trade him. They want him back. He's in jail right now doing 25 years. But Russia wants him back in exchange for Brittany Griner and Sam Whalen. Now, the demands are set. I don't know how they go about negotiating, because we shouldn't be negotiating with terrorists, but here we are. So, yeah, I don't know how it's going to play out. We just going to have to see. You know, they're trying to say she's not, that Brittany is not a casualty of war, but she really is. So, we'll see. You know, this war don't seem like it's wrapping up anytime soon. And there's casualties on both sides. So we'll definitely see. Definitely see what's going on. You know, Senator Pelosi, she's going down to Taiwan, so she's supposed to be having some meetings down there, so we'll see what comes from that. But that is it for my political talk. I don't want to bore y'all with that. So, let us get into this music. So, what I want to say first, before I jump into this Beyonce album, because I was thinking about waiting to actually do to the review, but I'm going to do a mini review now. We might have to pick it back up probably end of this week or so. So, we've been waiting for a while for this Renaissance album. You know, of course, you know, she dropped a single, Break My Soul. It was a little different than what, you know, we was used to hearing. But the song was so powerful that people was quitting their jobs. Like, people was actually putting in their resignation letters when they heard Break My Soul. Now, I listened to the album at least, I want to say, once and a half. I'm not going to cap when it comes to listening to Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? As a member of the Beehive, I swore to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth. So, as I'm listening to the music, I'm liking the music. I'm liking the ranges that she's going. I'm liking the beats. Some songs you're going to like more than others. To me, my favorite song is Plastic Off the Sofa. And I like Church Girl. And I like Virgo's Groove. But as of right now, those are my top three. But like I said, some songs you're gonna like, some songs you ain't gonna like. But overall, it's a great project. And the main thing about this project is the more times you listen, the more you're gonna take from this project, the more you're gonna relate to it. And this just act one. We still got act two and three. We don't know when they dropping. But I know in the summertime, even though we're already halfway through the summer, for the rest of the summer, they're going to be, I guarantee you, they pushing this album hard as a mug. This song, these songs are going to be played in the clubs, at brunch. They already playing Break My Soul everywhere. I don't know what she's going to put as her second single, but they're going to be playing these songs everywhere. And, of course, without Triumph, you ain't going to have no tribulations. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people was coming at the Queen. One person in particular was Khalees. Now, I don't even know where Khalees came from. She came out of left field. She got on the web. And she started telling people that somebody told her that a sample was used from one of her songs on the album. Now, she automatically took frustration out on Beyonce. But my thing is, how can you take your frustration out on Beyonce when it's not her job to clear that record? You putting all your energy into the wrong person. If you're going to be mad at somebody, be mad at the producers. She don't want to do that. And she was taking shots at the producers, you know, allegedly Pharrell. She was taking shots at Neptune. Taking shots at Nas, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you could have picked up the phone, had a conversation. People love to put everything on the net. I never understand that. Like, it's one thing if you can't get to a person. That might be the right way to talk to the person. But I don't even think she made a phone call, because she got, not only did she get on the net, but she made several videos. And then she made a video where she was just really coming at Beyonce as a person. Was talking about how she makes all this women empowerment music and she doesn't even do anything in power. I'm like, how do you, that really hurts. You talk about break my soul. That really breaks my heart to see a woman putting another woman down. I'm like, come on, man. With dudes, you kind of can expect it. You know, dude be hating and stuff. But with the women, and don't get me wrong, I've heard, you know, a couple women hating on each other. But I'm like, you so much better together than you are divided. Like, and one of the gracefulest things, I know gracefulest is not even a word, but I'm going to throw it out there. One of the most graceful things I love to see is the high road Beyonce takes. She ain't responding to nothing. And if she do respond, she probably gonna put it in the music. But she don't go back and forth with you on social media. You know what I'm saying? People love it. That is one person I know who just be chilling, drinking water, minding her goddamn business. And people love to have her name in their mouth. They just can't help it. I think because she be chilling and doing her thing, taking care of the fam, making more songs, people feel like they're going to just drag her out of hiding by keep talking about her. I mean, you can keep talking about it, because regardless whether you talk about her or not, she's going to always be relevant. Her music going to play on forever. And even after she's gone, even after Hov's gone, the kids is here. The legacy is already in motion. So, you know, to Khalees, I just want to say to you, ma'am, please take your frustration out on the right people, because Beyonce don't owe you nothing. Whoever you angry at, and we know it's those producers, just take it out on them. Just leave Beyonce and the Beehive out of it, because that is uncalled for. But, and speaking of more music, we're going to keep segueing. But like I said, Renaissance is a masterpiece. I can't wait for Act 2 and Act 3. And I can't wait to have some more songs come up on my list as a playlist I will put together. But like I said, as of right now, I got 3 favorites. There's some more I like, you know, but I want to make my playlist. So we'll see how that happens. But Young Dolph, he put out a song. It's called Fame. Hold on, let me not get it wrong. It's called, I think it's called Fame. Yeah, it's called Fame. Hall of Fame, I'm sorry. Yeah, he got a song called Hall of Fame. Hold on, let me play it real quick. Well, I can't play it. My systems is acting up. But like I said, he has a song called Hall of Fame. Gucci just put out a new song. But also, Gucci was making a service announcement. He was letting the rappers know, please stop talking about your dead ops in the music. And I think the main reason why he brought it up is because there's so many, like I said, there's so many artists out here losing their life, man, over nonsense, man, that can just be avoided. Shout out to Lil Durk. He was at Lollapalooza in Chicago, and he got injured. So, speedy recovery to you, Durk. You know. I also saw this. It was a, I don't know if it was a concert or it might have been in London. You know, Cardi B was, she was performing. Her and Megan was performing. I think that might have been London. Yeah, they was performing, so they was doing their thing. Shout out to Meg and Cardi, you know. Hopefully before the end of this summer, we're going to get some more music. So we'll definitely see, but we'll see what happens. Nicki Minaj, her song, her new song drops Friday. She had to change the name of it, so I don't know what the name was, Freaky Girl, but she had to change it. So she hasn't said what the name is yet, but I know it's dropping Friday. Youngboy is coming out with an album Friday. Eminem is coming out with an album Friday, Curtain Call 2. I don't know if it's a whole album or he's just putting out the album and putting a couple extra songs on it. It might be like a deluxe, but whatever the case may be, he dropping Friday. So, and one of the funniest things right now, not only in hip hop, but R&B, because I like R&B too, is Chris Brown's One of Them Ones tour. This man got the best meet and greet photos I've ever seen. These women out there ready to risk it all to take these pics. I love it. I swear I love it, man. It's like seeing kids grow up to meet one of their favorite role models. And I just be laughing because I know some of them girls got boyfriends. And I be cracking up because I know they be getting angry in the car. You go have a picture like that with that dude? And, you know, but it's, like I said, it's a genius move, you know, for what y'all paying. I'm not surprised at how them pictures turned out. You know, but get it how you live. You know what I'm saying? He didn't even make it to the club that he got to go to that night. That man getting it coming and going. I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at all. But, yeah, it's that. So, like I said, but shout out to Lil Baby and Chris Brown, you know, killing the tour. And, man. Oh, yeah, before I forget, prayers and condolences to, you know, Bill Russell. You know, he just got his wings. I can't remember what they said he passed of, but if I remember, I'll figure it out. But I just know he died the other night. So I just wanted to send prayers up to his family. Gone, but definitely never forgotten. Also, before I forget, I don't know if anybody, well, I know a lot of people are thinking about it, but with this climate change, my God, it is so much, whew, boy, so much going on. It is hotter than it normally is. The water is above sea level. I think in St. Louis, was it St. Louis? One of them states. It was either St. Louis or Kentucky. But I want to say, it might have been Kentucky. But the state is underwater. You know, like I said, the city is definitely... The water is up. Because it almost looked like how Louisiana looked when Katrina hit and the levees broke. That's almost how it looked. Yeah, everything... People floating on cars. It's just, it was crazy out there. You know, and all we could do is pray. Hopefully, I remember they said, you know, President Biden was going to be sending some relief over there. Over there in Japan. I forgot which part of Japan it was, but they still have a monkey outbreak. And what I mean by a monkey outbreak is they have literal monkeys that are going around attacking older people, trying to snatch babies. They're working on trying to put a task force together to stop these monkeys. Just because that's how bad of a problem they are. So, you know, prayers to them over there. Prayers to everybody in Ukraine. You know, like I said, hopefully this war ends soon, but, you know, you never know, man. Never know how long they want to drag it out. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but I have my reasons and my ways of what I think they're trying to do. But and the last thing I want to talk to y'all about is, you know, we try to give a little relationship advice. So one of the main things I kept seeing this week was I saw this post where this girl, she was talking about everything that she got her man for his birthday. And then she was talking about how he put it up on social media and said that his mom got it for her. And she got real upset, and there was a whole bunch of people, you know, commenting and everything. And I just want to let that girl know that I don't think he liked you. I don't know how long y'all been talking. Y'all might have just started talking. She didn't give the extent of how long they've been talking, but either two things. Either that man ain't like you, or you're not his first choice. One or the other. One of those definitely is the main objective as far as the situation you got going on. She could have kept that to herself. She could have definitely took that L to herself. She didn't have to tell nobody about that. But she chose to, you know, want to talk about it. So that's where we at with that. And also, too, it was another topic I wanted to talk about. When we always are talking about what a man should do for a woman, but you rarely hear about what a woman should do for a man. And the reason why I say that is because ladies, men deserve to get romance too. Hear me out. The reason why I say men deserve to get romance too, is because just how, like, you like to feel good, your man like to feel good too. You don't have to go no extravagant to please your man. What I'm saying is, the smallest things, give him a massage, rub his feet, you know, small things like that. You don't have to really go out your way or really deep real hard into the, you know, to the pocket to make a man happy. We, us as men, we require so little. It don't take much. You know what I'm saying? Making his favorite meal, getting his favorite dessert. Praying with him. You know, it's just the smallest things for us. But sometimes people don't want to hear it. But it can also be the small things that you may forget to do that'll turn him away. Because if he's not asking for much and he's doing everything to make you happy, why can't he get the reciprocation? That's all. There's nothing wrong with that. I feel like that's fair. If y'all in a relationship, I'm not talking about the talking stage, I'm talking about y'all in a relationship, y'all trying to keep that fire burning. You ain't trying to dull it out. Just remember what you did when you got in a relationship. And if it's worth keeping, continue to do it. That's where a lot of people fall off at, man. They forget how they got in a relationship. They forget why. You know, sometimes they get content and they feel like they don't have to do that stuff no more. Nah, continue to date. Continue to compliment. Continue to pray for each other. Don't ever stop doing the work. And just know we all a work in progress. Remember that. We all a work in progress. Ain't nobody perfect. You working on you, I'm working on me. I'm trying to stay happy, high vibrations. You need to be trying to do the same thing. When we get together, we in bliss. Check this out. If nobody told y'all to love y'all today, I love y'all. Stay encouraged, stay blessed, stay prayed up. Take care.